Welcome back to All the Buzz, you guys. It's my first solo episode in a while, and I'm going to be talking to you about my hair growth journey. Now, you might be thinking, like, how is this exactly relevant when it comes to All the Buzz? But it is so important to feel good in your own skin when being the face of your own brand. And my hair has been, used to be what I was most confident about growing up. My hair used to be literally like down to my waist almost. And I had a really bad situation that made my hair like all break off, I would say, when I was 22. So 8 years ago. So I feel like my hair issues really all started when we had our first house in the Hamptons. There was well water. And my hair, when I was taking a shower, I'm not even kidding you, would turn green. Like literally green. It was as if I had dipped my hair into a bath of chlorine. And not only would it be green, but it would turn into the thickest, cementy feeling texture that you ever felt in your life. Like I could not put a finger, let alone a pencil, through my hair. It turned into glue. And I remember screaming and panicking, like, what is going on? And my mom brought me all this apple cider vinegar. Nothing worked. I had to go to a salon at least like 4 times to get them to really deep condition. And I mean, it was clarify. They put me under like a heating lamp. This happened several times. There was like nothing I could do because this was the water that we had in the house. And then it got to the place where I would just try to wash my hair in the city if I knew it was coming out to the Hamptons, or sometimes even take like Evian bottled water to try to wash it. It was like insane. So it was this weird cycle that was going on. And on top of it, I couldn't get the green tint out of my hair. So I was going to a very famous salon downtown when this was all happening in New York City. And they use this treatment called Malibu, which is like a really strong product that's supposed to get gunk out of your hair and to take all that green out. But it like wasn't really working. And so I had to repetitively get my highlights done. And they were putting the highlights on the ends of my hair. And I am naturally strawberry blonde. I have, you know, now thick, healthy hair, but like it was at a very weak place when this was all going on. So much chemicals, clearly crap from our house getting into my hair. It was really bad. So my hair was just disgusting. And so as soon as I got maybe like my third coloring job, and it really wasn't just highlights, it almost felt like a single process. I was asking for highlights, but they were really putting the foils on top of each other. My hair started to fall off, and my hair went from being down, like I said, to like below my chest area towards my hips, all the way up to my shoulders, and like breakage beyond belief, little pieces everywhere. It was so mortifying. I remember like screaming and crying, just not understanding what was going on. I've had such long, beautiful hair my entire life. I started getting highlights when I was in college, and I just like was like, what is happening here? So my hair was an absolute mess. And it was Thanksgiving, I would say 6 years ago, and I started getting the worst shooting stomach pains of my life. Like it felt like someone was literally grabbing my waist and suffocating me. And then shooting, stabbing, awful feelings. And I was like, what is happening to me? It was going on and off. So I was taking this supplement that a lot of people told me to take. It wasn't Nutrafol because it wasn't like the thing back then. But my dad was actually really involved at the time, and it was starting to become big, but just like not there yet. So started taking some different stuff, and I started getting these really intense shooting pains in my stomach on Thanksgiving. It felt like someone was literally squeezing my waist and then shooting knives like inside of me. And I just remember like being in Palm Beach on a pool chair being like, I'm going to need to go to the hospital. Like I feel so ill, and no one was really listening to me. My mom was sort of like, oh, it's probably your period. I'm like, no, like it's not, whatever. It's kind of getting better some days. I then remember maybe like a month later going to SoulCycle with my dad, and the pain started again. And I was like, I'm literally going to throw up. So my dad calls his gastro doctor, and he's like, it's Sydney's gallbladder. It sounds like it's her gallbladder. Like, you need to get her in. Like, she's gonna have to get her gallbladder out. Like, let's book her for surgery. And things are happening so quickly. I'm feeling so ill. I'm like, no one's helping me. This was sort of like my first experience with the medical system where I started to really lose hope and like confidence. Literally before I know it, I'm on the jitney coming home from the Hamptons with my dad for a cute weekend in the holiday season. And they're telling me that I'm booked for gallbladder surgery the next morning at Weill Cornell. And I'm almost like, yeah, let's do this. Like, I feel like I'm dying. Like, whatever it takes, like, take this thing out. And then my mom's like, what are you doing? Like, you need to get checked. Like, we're not going to just send you in for surgery. This is ridiculous. So I go to doctors and get tested. And I didn't have any gallbladder stones, but it showed that my gallbladder wasn't functioning. So I was like, this is weird, but you really don't usually need your gallbladder out unless you have stones. So I decided to not get the surgery. I decided to wait it out and like just really think about what are the things that I'm doing that could be affecting me. And it wasn't until my TV manager at the time, Amy Rosenblum, was like, are you taking any vitamins or supplements? I was like, yeah, I am. She goes, it's probably that. So I stopped taking the supplement. And finally, all of my symptoms stop and my gallbladder goes back to normal. The supplement was biotin. So now I do not take biotin. And I had to then kind of go back to square zero with my hair. And that's when I decided to get clip-in hair extensions. And these changed my life. I never felt so confident. I wore about four different pieces, two pieces at the front, a big piece above my ears, and then another one right on the bottom and base of my skull. And I wore them for like 5 years every single day, getting my hair done religiously. I just wanted my long, luscious locks back. And that was great. But I started doing, again, a lot of hairdos with the extensions, updos, ponytails, whatever. It was a lot of stress on my hair. I am not ready to get into this full story yet, but I started experiencing some very severe neck problems about a year ago, which have also triggered my ears. And I've kind of like given little hints about this. I'm just not ready to talk about the full story. But basically, I felt that the hair extensions were not helping. And so after my wedding, I wore them one time for a spotlight cover shoot. And that's when I'm like, I'm done with these things. I threw them out. I have not worn them since April. We are recording this in September. And I have barely had beach waves done to my hair. I've just been doing straight hair. I've decreased my highlights by a ton. I get them done like every 2 to 3 months. Yep. I've totally decreased how much I've been getting my highlights done to like 2.5 to 3 months. And I don't know. My hair all of a sudden in the last like 2 to 3 months over the summer just kind of grew out. And grew out really thick, really great. My ends are so healthy. I just had a haircut. And I'm assuming it's going to grow a lot longer. I'm kind of loving where it is. My layers could kind of still come out a little bit more. It caused me, in part, a lot of issues medically, but so much better, loving my hair now, and it's just a reminder that no matter how important your look is to your brand, you never want to sacrifice health and feeling good. So now, luckily, we're in like this natural movement where everyone's more about less makeup, less juju, and just being chic and effortless, and that's the vibe that I'm going for, and for a long time ahead of now. So that's it. Okay, so to summarize, I'm not going to gatekeep. Here are my top tips for getting your hair to grow like mine. Stop using a ton of heat. I literally air dry my hair like no tools, just fresh out of the shower, unless I have something I need to get my hair done for, which has made a huge difference. Second of all, do not put your hair in tight ponytails or buns with lots of product and gel. It is just a no-no. Next up, there is one product that I absolutely swear by, and it is Chris Appleton's Money Conditioning Mask. It is incredible. It makes my hair look like I had it straightened. It is amazing. Don't sleep with wet hair if you can. It's really not good for you. And make sure to get regular hair trims. Hair trimming has definitely made my hair grow so much. And find a hairdresser who you know has your hair's health priorities is just as much as his or hers top of mind as it is for you. My hairdresser is incredible. His name is Davide. He's Davide Hair Studio at 26th Street and Park Avenue. I could not recommend him more. Go to Davide or find yourself your own Davide. I hope for any of you struggling, you can get your hair to be as long as Rapunzel, as I am also trying to do with mine. But really, it's just about getting to a length that you feel confident in. And right now, I'm at mine. So don't forget to tune into next week's episode of All the Buzz. We've got so much in store for you. Have a great day.